The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Love those dudes. Love their crazy offers. If you haven't gotten in on that yet, what are you waiting for? I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, bunch of podcasts, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast daily, every day, Monday through Friday, making sure you know everything going on in the National Football League. The Fantasy Feast Podcast gets you ready for both DFS and setting your season-long lineups. We've got the College Draft Podcast, where Emory Hunt has been terrific this year against the spread, picking college football games. And then, of course, Andrew Brandt's Business of Sports Podcast. And this, the Even Money Podcast. Please check me out on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. You can get every one of the bets that Steve and I make here on the Even Money Podcast. You can see it from our guy Grades if you become a patron. Patreon.com/RTMedia. Make sure you become a patron at the Tuckheads level, which is 10 bucks a month, which is well worth it to not have to jot down while you're driving or working out the picks that Steve and I make here on the Even Money Podcast. Steve, of course, being the one and only Steve Fezzik, at Fezzik Sports on Twitter, and only at Fezzik Sports. By the way, Steve, I wrote a column this week for DraftKings over at DK Nation. I just sent it in. I don't think they posted it yet, but I used you as a reference. I said at the end, I said, if you're into this kind of stuff, follow my Even Money co-host, Steve Fezzik, at Fezzik Sports, because you're on top of it. Paganetti Ryan, who was the Eagles game management coach for Doug Peterson, he's on Twitter now. He's awesome. At Ben Baldwin's awesome. Because the clock mismanagement in the NFL is an absolute epidemic. That Rams-Seahawks end of the first half was a travesty, Steve. A travesty. Both teams.
You know, and I wish I was up to speed on the end of the first half, because I am not, or I'm not recalling it. But I'll say this. Brandon Staley, how refreshing is it to have a coach that comes in and says, don't care what everyone's done for 20 years. They're all dinosaurs and dumbos. I'm going to do it the right way. I'm either going to lose by 40 or I'm going to win the game. Refreshing.
You know, what I think is really interesting, I think he is, and Doug Peterson did this, and Doug Peterson was pretty good at it, but I think Staley is changing the league. I think it's going to be like the NBA, where more teams shoot threes. I think more teams are going to go for it on fourth down, especially when you have a good quarterback or a guy. Any fourth down, it's just Herbert throws it to Keenan Allen. It's like automatic. It's uncanny.
And I blame you, Ross Tucker. I blame you and your brethren announcers that went to the old fossil school of broadcasting, where they were told every single coach that is aggressive to second guess, Got to take the points there. Start out with a good drive. Got to get the points. How many of your announcers out there say that a zillion times? And if there's ever any failure on a fake field goal or a fake punt or a fourth down attempt, all conventional wisdom says got to take the points. You know what? You guys should be put out to pasture. Hire a bunch of 26-year-olds. You don't know what you're talking about.
Wow. Thanks, Steve. Good way to start the show. At Fezzik Sports on Twitter. I think I'm pretty progressive. I think I do a pretty good job of understanding when they should go for it and when they should not. But I understand your point. Steve, of course, the only two-time winner of the Super Contest at the Westgate. Steve, it was a bad week. It was a really, really bad week for both of us. I was down 7 units. You were down 5 units. And frankly, it started Thursday night. You had 2 two-unit teasers with the Seahawks. I had the Seahawks in my round robin getting 8.5. They lose by 9. Of course. Of course they do. Very, very frustrating. My lean was the Rams, which was good, I guess, if you guys play my leans, because they were only giving up laying 2.5. But the Seahawks, I mean, to have that touchdown taken off the board at the end of the first half for the questionable Dwayne Brown hold, and then they missed the 35-yard field goal. And then, Steve, if you remember, the only thing that could have happened for us to lose that bet happened. The Seahawks got the ball, 2:09 left. They're down 6. Geno Smith was awesome. Here's the deal. They can go down and score. Maybe they win. I don't care. He throws a pick on the first play. The first play, if it had been anything, Steve, other than the first play, the Rams would have been able to just take a knee and end the game. But because Nick Scott intercepts it with 2:02 and goes out of bounds, picks it off and goes out of bounds right away with 2:02, the Rams could not run the clock out. They could not take a knee. So they instead run 3 plays, kick a field goal. That's how we lost, Steve. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep for 2 hours after the game.
And you and I, you know, we can do the math. As soon as we see the clock reading 2:02, we know we're dead. You know, we know there's going to be 25 seconds left. And with the team only up by 1 score, that they're going to turn it from a 6 into a 9. Par for the course. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, when a week starts that way, and this is completely illogical, and I don't really believe it, but it sure seems like you win the first game, it just sets the tone for the entire week. You lose the first game, and you're just trudging uphill the rest of the way.
You know, I was holding out some hope that they would lose enough yardage on the runs that they wouldn't even attempt a field goal, or that with 20 seconds left, McVay would be like, you know what? I don't want to take the chance of missing it and giving the ball here at midfield, or I don't want to take the chance of a blocked kick. You know what? I'm going to punt it, or I'm going to go for it. Like I was holding out hope when I saw the kicker come out. That's 4 of my 10 parlay. I mean, that's 4 of my 10 teasers right there. Just toast because of that. Oh, and by the way, Russell Wilson gets hurt. Anyway, I digress. Jets, Falcons, neither one of us had anything there. I lean Jets, that they did not cover. Bengals, Packers, we both leaned Bengals. That ended up being a push because they lost by 3. They were getting 3. That was a wild game. These kickers, man. Dolphins, Bucks. Eileen, Dolphins getting the 10. They got slaughtered. Then we get the Titans, Jags. We both leaned Titans. That was certainly the right side to be on. Patriots, Texans. Eileen, Texans. Man, I should have bet on the Texans. They were just so bad the week before against the Bills. Now, you had Patriots, Texans, first half under 20, Steve. 2 units. And who knew? Davis Mills came out on fire. That was a loser for you. You lost 2 units.
Yeah, and Mills was good. And we got to be concerned a little bit about the New England defense, but Mills, who could do nothing against Buffalo, was excellent last week versus expectation.
He really was. Really was. I still can't believe they blow that game. And then Eagles-Panthers. I put one unit on the Eagles. That cash, they won the game outright. You and I put two units on the over. Darnold threw three picks. Both teams bogged down in the red zone over and over again. The Panthers kicked however many field goals. Whatever. Just very frustrating two-unit best bet loss for both of us. Now we get into some of the teasers. Lions-Vikings. You had the Vikings, like I did, but it ended up being a loser because you paired it with the Seahawks. Thank goodness the I actually theoretically got lucky on that one because after Alexander Mattison fumbled, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm going to lose this one too. This Vikings got that field goal. So that teaser came through for me. Then we had the teasers of death. Broncos Steelers had the Broncos up to 7.5. They lose by 8. Unreal. Unreal. Saints, Washington. Washington, Heinicke throws one of the worst red zone picks. They allow a Hail Mary. That one goes bust for me. Bears, Raiders, we both leaned Raiders. That was before the John Gruden news came out, should be noted, because that absolutely affected that game. Browns, Chargers, leaned Chargers. That worked. Giants, Cowboys, lean Giants. No, that was not good. Niners, Cardinals, leaned Niners. They won, so that happened for us. And then Bills, Chiefs, Steve.
Niners didn't win. No. No.
I leaned Cardinals and had the Cardinals. Sorry, I didn't explain that. I had Cardinals and leaned Cardinals. They were laying 5.5. They won by 7, so that one cashed for me for a lean. It's a lean. And then Bills, Chiefs, I only put one unit on it. I wimped out. You went strong, Steve. Three-unit play, and they crushed them. 38-20. As our buddy Paul Roberts tweeted, people are going to wonder why the Chiefs were favored. Boy, aren't they. I mean, that was domination. Terrific job by you. That's a best bet they cashed for us. And then Colts, Ravens. I had Ravens on a teaser down to -1. I got lucky there. There's no way the Ravens should have covered that spread. Went to overtime. The Colts gacked that game. It's amazing, Steve, how many games are lost by some of these coaches. Coaches and kickers. It's coaches and kickers, Steve.
Yeah, and even when you have a good coach who does everything right like the Colts did, I think they stayed super aggressive. You got to worry about the idiot kicker. Ross, correct me if I'm wrong. In the locker room, you guys pretend to like the kicker. You might even invite him to some team functions. But deep down, you all hate kickers, right?
Love them when they make it. Hate them when they miss it. It's really that simple. It's a flaw in the game. Don't get me started. For the week, I was down 7 units. You were down 5. Our best bets, 1 win, 3 losses. Rough week on the best bets. For the year to date, you're now back down to up 15 units, Steve. I'm down 8 units, which leads me to 2 things. Number one, telling you and everybody else, I'd kind of like to keep my units, just like I'd like to keep my hair, which is why I use Keeps. 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they're 35. More than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness. That's a lot of you. You listen to this podcast so that you're more informed and smarter when you're making your bets. Be smart when it comes to your hair. There's 2 FDA approved. That means they have research, tangible evidence, scientific evidence that it works. Medications that can prevent hair loss. Keeps offers both. I've been using both for a long time. I've been using Keeps for like 4 years now. If you are ready to take action and prevent hair loss, Go to KEEPS.com/evenmoney to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/evenmoney to get your first month free. Keeps.com/evenmoney. I was going to ask you, Steve, if I should keep firing on the teasers and the Red Robin teasers or reassess, but there really aren't even that many options this week, so it would be a waste of breath. Let's just get right into these games. We'll start Thursday night. It's unbelievable, by the way. I looked at these bets. I looked at these boards an hour and a half ago and how much they've already changed in the last hour and a half, and they always change against me. It's never in my favor. The Bucks are laying 6.5. The total's 51.5. Steve.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was ready to fire on the +7 with Philadelphia. Tom Brady, he is old. He's fit. But short week, I thought it was a good spot for Philly. But you know what? DraftKings says it's 6.5. Can't play that. So I got to pass. Lean Philly.
At 6.5, I'd probably lean the Bucks, but I think it's that's a tough one there. I am going to tease the Bucks down. Now, I know, Steve, I'm not getting going through the key number of 7. I know that that's not what you normally do, but I'm going to tease the Chiefs from -7.5 down to -1.5 in Washington. They're not losing that football game, and I'm going to pair it with the Bucks. My best game to pair it, -6.5 down to -0.5. The Bucks are going to win that game, I really believe, Thursday night. So that's a two-unit, two-team teaser. I think it's my only one of the week. Bucks and Chiefs. Let's get to the Jags and the Dolphins. The Dolphins are laying 3.5. Tua's status a little bit up in the air here, Steve. Total's 47.
I was all ready to play this over 45.5 an hour ago, and it just got hit. And it's up to 47. Well, I'm priced out of the game, man. Got to show some discipline here. I know 46 is a dead number, but 47 is not. Jacksonville is an over team. You know, if there's one theme also from last week, you get a team that's distracted with coaching distractions. That's a team you want to avoid. That applied to Jacksonville and the Raiders last week. I'm not so sure it doesn't still apply to Jacksonville this week. So I want no part of Jacksonville. I lean over at 47.
It's uncanny how much the board moves. I'm going to take the Jags. I don't know if Tua is going to play or not. I don't know that it matters that much. I think the Jags are due. I think the Dolphins are playing poorly. 3.5, I think, is a pretty good number. Two units on the Jacksonville Jaguars at home. Oh, no, this is a London game. Two units on the Jacksonville Jaguars in London to get their first win of the season. I want to if Urban Meyer is photographed or videoed at any pub in the UK before this game, this bet does not count, but I don't think he will be. +3.5, Jacksonville, two units. What about the Rams laying 10.5 to the beat-up Giants, Steve?
Yeah, the Giants really crumbled in the second half with Mike Glennon against Dallas. You know, having watched that beatdown and the chemistry of the team when Jones went down, my power ratings, even with the adjustment at quarterback, only make the game 9.5. So that they're saying there's a little value with the Giants. I can't do it. I pass.
If I knew for a fact Daniel Jones would play, I'd probably put a unit on the Giants. No Saquon, no Kenny Galladay. That Kadarius Toney kid is electric, but I can't do it with the uncertainty of Daniel Jones. He's too important, too impactful. Let's move on. It's the Chiefs, the 2-3 Kansas City Chiefs against the 2-3 Washington football team in Washington. Chiefs are still laying 7.5, but I saw how this game played out after the Chiefs lost and then played the Eagles. I am teasing the Chiefs down to -1.5. They are not losing this game to Washington. Part of my two-unit, two-team teaser with the Bucks, Steve.
I'm going to lean over the total. The only reason I'm not making a play is because the Washington offense somewhat compromised, a lot of injuries that just aren't getting reflected enough. I don't think Logan Thomas being hurt, and they lost their best lineman. They've got other skill position players banged up. So just a lean to the over 55.5. That Chiefs defense, Ross, no good.
No, it's not. How about the Chargers-Ravens? Awesome game. It's in Baltimore. The Ravens are laying 3. Total's 51.5.
So I'm going to lean Chargers. Almost was a play. You know what? I'm actually going to make the Chargers a one-unit play just because I love the way that Staley calls the game. I've got these two teams equal. Baltimore does have a solid home field, and it's a lot of travel. But sure seems like this is a game Baltimore can get up 9, win by 2 when the Chargers go in the back door. Chargers for a unit.
That would be my lean as well. You know, in fact, I'm going to do it with you, Steve, because I feel like if it was 3.5, I'd be loving it. So at 3, it's not a win, but it's just a push then, right?
Sure.
I mean, you don't get the win if they lose by 3, obviously. So I'm gonna go with you on that. I'm going to say L.A. Chargers. I'll go plus 3, one unit as well. We got a best bet.
The best bet.
Packers are laying 4.5 at the Chicago Bears, Steve.
So I make the game 4.5, but I will lean to Green Bay. This is the rare rivalry. Usually when the better team plays in a rivalry game, the better team takes it a little less seriously. The lesser team is the one that has good against the spread records. It's not the case. Green Bay just, they don't like Chicago. And they get sky high to play the Bears, even though they're the better team. They dominate the Bears. And anyone who's been to Soldier Field for this game knows home field is not worth much, if anything. Short travel and a whole bunch of Packer cheesehead fans. I'll lean Green Bay.
Yeah, the only thing I don't have a play on this game. I would lean Green Bay as well. I still was not overly impressed by Justin Fields in this game. The only thing I would say about these two teams is if you live in these places, Chicago and Green Bay, you better take care of your car, including the interior. Interior repair is more than just cosmetic. It ranges from installing a set of floor mats, replacing mirrors, or even tackling a heating system repair, which you definitely need in your car if you're in Wisconsin or Chicago. Plus, even I go on these Ubers. The cars smell like a locker room. They smell terrible. AutoZone has these cleaning products you need to freshen up. And if you need an interior upgrade fast, maybe you're trying to impress a lady friend or whoever, AutoZone has more ways for you to get it, however you want it. Like free next day delivery, free same day store pickup. The choice is yours. This fall car care month, make AutoZone your one-stop car interior shop. They carry the best products from the best brands at the right price. Get in the zone. AutoZone. And get in the next game. Bengals laying 3.5 in Detroit, Steve.
Yeah, some respected money on the Bengals. Just throw this up to 3.5. I'm not feeling it, Ross. I'm making the game 3. Detroit's not going to go winless for the season. They play hard for their coach each and every game. Sure looks like another game. Detroit finds a way to lose in the closing seconds. And unless we have like an Oklahoma-Texas type of end game, that means the Bengals win by 3. And if I do the math, I cash 2 units, Detroit 3.5.
Totally agree. Love Detroit. When I saw it was 3, I wasn't loving it. Now that I see Detroit getting 3.5, I love it. I think they got a great chance to win. If not, I think it's a close game. It's at home. Detroit catching the 3.5, 2 units, best bet.
The best bet.
Next game on the docket. The Texans getting 9.5 in Indy against the Colts.
Yeah, and I'm not sure the Texans are going to win another game. I guess they probably should. I'm going to do a 7-point teaser. I got to get Indianapolis down to 2.5. I'll absolutely pay the extra vig to do so. I was impressed with Indy and how they played last night. And at 1-4, they need the game like blood. So I got a big favorite that's ultra motivated. I need something to tease it with. I'll take Carolina from +1 up to +8 as my second leg in the 7-point teaser. So two-team teaser, Indy, Carolina, 2 units.
I'm going the other way. I wonder, the Colts, that was a devastating loss. I wonder the psyche that they're going to be in at this game. I was impressed with the Texans other than their coach and some of the game and their kicker. But Davis Mills played very well. I like the Texans. 9.5 points is a lot of points in the NFL. I'm going to put 2 units on the Texans getting 9.5 big ones against the Colts. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve. The next game is Vikings-Panthers. It's in Carolina. The Vikings are now favored by 1. I swear to you, Steve, when I looked at this an hour and a half ago, am I losing my mind, or was the were the Panthers laying a 1.5 and the Vikings were getting 1.5? Because I had written down teasing the Vikings up to 7.5. Now they're favored. Do we have a 2.5 point swing in an hour? I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I'm not. Sometimes it happens when the markets decide the Vikings should be favored, not Carolina. I don't know if there was a McCaffrey update. I thought McCaffrey would play for this game. You know, given he plays, I've got these teams within 0.5 of each other. So it's a no-brainer to look towards Carolina. That's why I put them in the teaser. I certainly would lean to them +1 as well. And in a game that 2 equal teams, and I got the home team, Carolina should find a way to win. And they're the team on the 2-game losing streak that really needs to right the ship.
Yeah, I'll lean Carolina as well. I was going to tease the Vikings up after I saw Sam Darnold and the Carolina offensive line, but not going to do it now. Cardinals-Browns, interesting one. Browns are laying 3 at home against the undefeated Cardinals. Total is 50.5.
Yeah, and I made the game 2.5, and that means if I can catch the key number 3, absolutely. Arizona's as good as Cleveland, or almost as good. Weather's going to be just fine in Cleveland, maybe some wind, but nothing, you know, significant in terms of cold temperatures yet. So I'll play a unit on Arizona +3.
I'll just lean Arizona. I like a good team getting 3 points. I'll lean Arizona. What about I just think the Browns are a really good team. What about the Cowboys laying 4, Steve, in New England against the Patriots? Total 51.
So this is an instructive game, I feel. The Cowboys are America's team. Their point spreads tend to be inflated. So if you go back over the last 4 or 5 years, or even longer, Dallas doesn't typically do very well against the spread. Well, Dallas is the last survivor. They're 5-0 against the spread for the year. So given that, people love betting on Dallas because they cash and they bet on Dallas again. And because of that, the odds makers have finally inflated the number where it's time to go against Dallas. Hey, they were tied when Daniel Jones was still playing in that game against the Giants. I know the Giants were fortunate to be tied, but the game was tied. And then Giants got boat raced after the quarterback injury. This is going to be a really close game, very similar to the Tampa Bay game in many ways, except Dallas is not as good as Tampa Bay. Give me New England +4. 3 units. This is the best bet for the week.
Wow. Wow. That is crazy. I was not expecting that, Steve. I would just lean Dallas. I think they're really good. It's just a lean because I don't like that number of 4. I would have to come down to 2.5, which it won't. But wow, Steve, 3 units, best bet. That gets me to hesitate for me on the other side. What are we doing with the Broncos laying 4 against the Raiders with a total of 44?
You tell me. I have no idea. Do the Raiders miss Gruden, who's involved with all aspects of the game, and it compromises their play? Or does the team come out with a resounding effort with re-energize, if you will, after the horrible game against the Bears? I'm really not sure. I pass.
Got it. Let's get to, for me, I have no idea what to expect from the Raiders either. That becomes a huge unknown for me. So I'm going to go ahead and just pass that game, kind of like you. How about the Sunday night game? Seahawks and the Steelers, no Russell Wilson. Steelers laying 5 points, totals 42.5.
Yeah, Geno Smith comes in for Seattle. That's a 6-point downgrade. I know he played very well, but that's a short sample. Very well, too. His wide receiver fell down with 2:02 left, which cost us our teaser. My gut says, you know, Pittsburgh has some good karma chemistry right now. They're saying all the right things. And Big Ben has always historically been much better at home than on the road. The Seahawks have been much better at home than on the road. So I got two teams that should benefit Pittsburgh. I'll actually lean to Pittsburgh, laying the lumber here, just a lean.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Steelers. I think Geno Smith, now that they know he's playing, they're going to be ready for him. That's going to be a tough environment Sunday night at Pittsburgh. I like the Steelers. Now, I don't love the number laying 5, so I'm only going to put 1 unit on it. But Pittsburgh laying the 5 on Sunday Night Football, 1 unit. Before I forget, Steve, overcoming the odds, that's what the Geno Smith's going to try to do. Rewriting the playbook, delivering under pressure. The MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win. Visa. A network working for everyone. All right. Last but not least, the Bills are at the Titans Monday night. The Bills are laying 5.5, Steve. Total, 54.
So I'm going to wait. It's a strong lean on Tennessee because I think I'm going to get a better number right at post. But let's talk about power ratings. So I have the Bills, the best team in the NFL right now. I've got them 6.5 points better than an average team. I got them better than the Tampa Bay Bucks and better than everyone else. I have Tennessee as average, right in the middle, 0, 500 team. I don't think anyone really disagrees with my assessment. Given that assessment, that would make this game 6.5 on the neutral, 2 points for home field for Tennessee. Now we're down to 4.5, but the spot is really bad for the Bills. They just get the epic win on the road against Kansas City, and now they got a wheel back. I know it's Monday night and everyone's sky high on Monday night, but it was the Bills that got to get the win against a team that's tormented them last week, and now it's the Titans that are the team that's sky high. Titans in the upset win in this game. We'll put 1 unit plus 5.5, but I think I'll get a better number later in the week. I'll bet even more later. I am on the Titans.
Yeah, I hear the logic. Titans O-line scares me. Titans defense scares me. I would lean with my beloved Buffalo Bills. That'll do it for this week here on the Even Money Podcast. Make sure if you want to ever watch it and see what we look like and how we're talking, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. And again, if you don't want to jot down all the bets, patreon.com/RTMedia. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9 with it. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.